And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pentagon ordered new interviews in the deadly 2021 Afghan airport attack amid ongoing criticism that the assault could have been stopped. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Suicide bombers attacked the airport during the chaotic Afghan pullout by U.S. forces, killing 13 American troops and 170 Afghans. At least one service member who was wounded said he was never interviewed and might have been able to stop the attackers. Central Command's top general has now ordered that roughly two dozen more troops be interviewed to see if those who were not part of the original probe have new or different information. Officials say this does not reopen the Biden administration's investigation of the bombing, which said the attack was not preventable and turned up no advance ID of a possible attacker. Still, congressional critics are likely to seize on the interviews as proof the administration bungled not just the pullout, but the attack's probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks on North Korea providing arms to Russia for use against Ukraine have continued to advance after a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Friday.
Our view has been before the visit and after the visit that talks about the provision of weapons by North Korea to Russia to kill Ukrainians have been advancing and continue to advance.
Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit and drop repeated hints about the prospect of military cooperation with North Korea. Authorities in Hawaii have adjusted the number of deaths from the deadly Maui wildfire down to at least 97 people. Previously, officials said that they believed at least 115 people had died in the fire, but further